full of horrific history, information, and traditions, as well as chilling poems and stories. And now, the weirdo you've been waiting for, the Halloween Haunter!
Television rots your brain. Television turns you into a zombie. These things are not literally true, unfortunately. But you can find some horrific enjoyment on the tube. Especially with hundreds of channels showing mostly bad to mediocre programming. Back in the day, though, we had only a few choices. And there was usually a station that specialized in old horror movies. Of which there were, and are, many. Often, the same movies were shown over and over. To spice things up, local stations employed a horror host to introduce the movie and transition through those pesky commercial breaks. The first horror host seemed to be the famous Vampira, who was seen on televisions in Los Angeles, California, beginning in 1954. The story goes that actress/hat check girl Myla Nurmi showed up to a masquerade ball wearing a tight black dress, like the lady from Charles Adams's cartoons in The New Yorker. A TV producer saw her and decided to hire her to host horror movies on KABC TV Channel 7. The preview was called Dig Me Later, Vampira. Hep, no? But her regular show was just the Vampira show. She would walk in seemingly in a trance, scream, and introduce and mock a movie while lying on an old couch. She had all kinds of jokes and puns, like offering epitaphs instead of autographs. She stayed on Channel 7 for a couple of years, then went to KHJ TV Channel 9. She became quite the star, even appearing as Vampira on national TV. She parlayed that into a reasonable film career, but unfortunately for her, her most notable role was in the film many regard as the worst of all time, Plan 9 from Outer Space. By the early 60s, she was mostly out of show business, although she did have the rights to her character. In 1957, Screen Gems Television, emboldened by the success of a screening of King Kong the year before, syndicated Shock Theater, a collection of horror movies which they encouraged stations to host locally. They suggested all kinds of crazy antics. Many stations did hire hosts, and it was very successful. One of the earliest and most successful of these was Roland, later named Zachary, played by John Zachary. He was originally on WCAU-TV Channel 10 in Philadelphia. He wore an undertaker's coat and had an assistant named Igor. They would actually interrupt the movie with the soundtrack playing underneath to show Roland doing some stunt or comedy bit. They also went for the gore factor with lots of severed heads and Hershey's syrup standing in for blood. He was very popular. In 1958, he recorded a novelty record called Dinner with Drac, which was a big hit, partially thanks to his friend Dick Clark's show, American Bandstand. After a year, John headed to New York to host WABC-TV's version of Shock Theater, which they soon renamed Zachary at Large, with the host's name changed to Zachary. He jumped around from station to station in New York, hosting on Channel 9, WOR-TV, and WPIX-TV, Channel 11. Mr. Zachary had a long, varied career, which is quite interesting, but not very spooky. So I invite you to find out more at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com. Other hosts in the 50s included Chicago's Marvin, the Bizarre Beatnik, and Selwyn in Indianapolis, Indiana. Morgus the Magnificent held court from the 50s to the 80s in New Orleans. In the 60s, Bob Wilkins gained fame in Sacramento. Then he moved to San Francisco for the 70s to host Creature Features. The 60s also saw Cleveland's Goulardi, played by longtime ABC TV voice Ernie Anderson, Los Angeles' sinister Seymour in the 60s and 70s, the Vegas vampire who worked through the 70s, and Detroit's Sir Graves Ghastly, who ran into the early 80s. Also big from the 60s to the 80s was Pittsburgh's Chilly Billy. It wasn't just an American phenomenon, by the way. Australia enjoyed deadly Ernest's awful movies in the 60s and 70s. The 70s saw Cincinnati's Cool Ghoul, who also doubled as a newscaster on the station, without the makeup, on Screamin'. Dr. Creep had office hours in Dayton in the 70s and 80s. Count Gore Duvall may have entertained Presidents Nixon, Ford, Carter, and Reagan in Washington, D.C., with a mix of horror, political, and risque humor. And in Chicago, Sven Gulli has bopped around UHF TV off and on since the 70s, and can now be seen around the Midwest. In the 80s, Count Scary hosted the movies in Detroit. Other great names include Indianapolis's Sammy Terry, Coastal Virginia's Dr. Madblood, Dr. Paul Bearer, formerly Count Shockula in North Carolina and later Florida, Dr. Gangrene in Nashville, Tennessee, and Philly's Stella, the man-eater from Manayunk, host of Saturday Night Dead, which was on after Saturday Night Live in the 80s. The most famous horror movie host these days is Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, who interestingly has ties to the original Vampira. You see, Myla Nurmi was hired by KHJ-TV to bring back Vampira in 1981. She quit when she found out Cassandra Peterson had been hired behind her back. She'd been pulling for dancer-slash-actress-slash-bombshell Lola Falana. Since Ms. Nurmi had the rights to Vampira, they had to come up with a new name, and Elvira was born. She wore a tighter dress with more cleavage than Vampira, but there were similarities beyond that. Elvira was also funny, and wished her audience unpleasant dreams at the end of each show. As Vampira had said, "Bad dreams, darling," nearly 30 years earlier. Ms. Nurmi sued, but lost in court, and Elvira enjoyed many years of success, first in Los Angeles, then nationwide in syndication. She even had her own movie in 1988 called Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Elvira is still busy, and still looks great. Some would say she has great genes, but could other forces be at work? There is much more to tell about Elvira and the others, but I have to find some Halloween candy the mommies and daddies will let their little ones eat. You can go to halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com to start your journey back in time, and let us know if you would like more on Elvira or any of the other horrific hosts.